Well, you have to compare people in any walk of life and how far ahead do they stand above their contemporaries. And he was so far above anybody else that he was a good base runner. He had a great arm. He never threw the wrong base. He could. He was a great hitter. He had a lot of charisma. He was very good with the public and the writers. Babe was by far the best baseball player that baseball's ever had. He could do anything. He could run the bases, and he made one dumb mistake one time when he tried to steal a second base in 1926 in the World Series with Geary get batting one run behind in the seventh game and got thrown out by 30 feet. I think Miller Huggins is a little upset too. Like, he probably could have killed him. What was the fellow catcher's name? Donald or something like that. Oh, Farrell, Bob O'Farrell. Threw him out by 20 feet. And it was the World Series was over, and of course, a short fence in St. Louis at that time in Sportsman's Park, and Geary get bat wasn't a very smart thing to do. Babe Ruth was the best baseball player baseball's ever had. If he'd have been hitting those other 4 years, if he were a regular player, those 4 years with the live ball, which came into being in 1920, those 4 years he didn't play regularly. He was a pitcher. He'd have probably had another 150 or 200 home runs. But, of course, he wouldn't have, not with the dead ball, because he'd start hitting his home runs when the live ball came in 1920, when he got 54. But Babe was, he had more wins at the age of 22 than anybody except anyone up on that time until I broke it. I had 107 when I went to war. I was 22 years old when the season was over in 1941. When the season was over, I had 107 wins. Babe was next to me with 83 at the age of 22. Babe Ruth is still the most popular baseball player in baseball history. He's the most popular, and deservedly so. I'm not saying he was the smartest of all of them, but he was the most popular. The best known name in baseball history.